أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأن استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه يمتعكم متاعا حسنا إلى أجل مسمى ويؤتي كل ذي فضل فضلا وإن تولوا فإني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم كبير صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 3 of Surah Hud. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had begun this surah speaking about the Quran itself, the perfection of this Quran and the distinct nature of this Quran. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given the first commandment at the tongue of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is Allah ta'budu illallah, that you worship none but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The next command that Allah ta'ala has given is wa anistaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayhi, that you seek forgiveness from your Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, thumma tubu ilayhi, and then you repent to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is a very unique arrangement of words in regards to the Quran and the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama have stated that when these two words come together, the words of istighfar and the words of tawbah, then they are separate in the meaning. إِذَا جِتَمَعَا إِفْتَرَقَا, when they come together, their meanings will differ. But when they are used individually, إِذَا افْتَرَقَا, when they use individually, إِجْتَمَعَا, then tawbah and istighfar will mean the same thing. When the Quran uses istighfar alone, then it will also entail tawbah. When the Quran uses istighfar and tawbah together, then the meanings will be in the original meanings and they will have two different connotations, two different meanings. Such is the kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَأَنِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ, that you make istighfar to your Rabb. In other words, the verbal talab, the verbal searching and asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive. And then summa tubu ilay, and then you make tawbah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that you show on the one hand that bitter regret for having broken the commandments of Allah. You promise Allah not to carry out the deed again and you leave the sin. So as far as tawbah is concerned, it is more about the heart of the person, and if it is istighfar, it is more about the tongue of the person. Also together with this, istighfar is searching from Allah Ta'ala and tawbah is traveling towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So that is some of the aspects with regards to that. يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, when you make istighfar, when you make tawbah and you are sincere about it, then from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala there is an endowment, there is a gift, a bestowal from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And what is that? Yumatti'akum mata'an hasana. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant to you mata'an hasana, an excellent mata', an excellent source of benefit. But ila ajalim musamma, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant that for a fixed time, for a fixed period of time. What is this mata'an hasana? Ulama have had different thoughts with regards to it, but all of it implies, one is that in this world Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create ease for the sustenance of an individual. What is it? Making istighfar, making tawbah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The great Sahal ibn Abdullah Tastari rahimahumullah, he says one part of mata'an hasana, a benefit for a beautiful benefit for a fixed time, is Allah will bestow in the heart of a person that his heart will never be inclined to makhluk, but his heart will be fixed towards Allah Ta'ala. That when a person requires anything, he will not go to makhluk, the creation, but his heart will be such that it will travel straight to Allah, and that person will search from Allah Ta'ala. Other ulama have stated, mata'an hasana here is contentment. Allah grants contentment, something that we don't have in these days, and in order to acquire it, the prescription is istighfar and tawbah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَيُؤْتِ كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلًا. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give every person of fadl, every person of excellence. Allah ta'ala will grant his grace to that person. Who is the person of excellence? The person that carries out the obedience of Allah, the person that practices in this world according to the commandments of Allah. Allah will grant him fadlahu, Allah's fadl, that is in the hereafter. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him paradise. Allah will grant him jannatul firdaus. Wa in tawallaw, then if you turn away, fa inni akhafu alaykum azab yawmin kabir. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is commanded to say that if you turn away, then certainly I fear upon you the azab of the great day, and that is the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.